Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Jeffrey Wright and Company. My name is Jeffrey Wright. You can follow me on Twitter, on X, at JWright929ESPN. As always, you can always listen on your radio dial, 92.9 FM ESPN, or as well, 680 AM. But you can always stay up to date anytime, anywhere. If you're on the move, if you're like Kevin last week, you were out of town enjoying some family time, you can still keep up with everything going on right here at 92.9 FM ESPN by downloading the Odyssey app. It's free to download, free to listen. All you got to do is find 92.9, subscribe to that, and you'll stay up to date on all of the content here at the station. Dennis Fuller is producing the program for us. As always, glad that he is with us. As mentioned, my company today, of course, is the master of fun and games here in the Memphis area. He's also the host of 901 Wrestling. You can also sign up for his Patreon page. CerritoEntertainment.com is the website. Twitter, X, at Cerrito. Kevin, good day, sir.
Great to be back in studio.
It's going to be great to have you back tomorrow, by the way. Not that today's not great. You're with us.
What happened? Did you lose?
So Calkins wrote the questions, and I went up against a guy that just, he blacked out. He had the Diego Pavia game. Like, he was just incredible.
Oh, wow.
He missed one question that I got, and then he didn't miss again. But other than that, he played spectacularly.
All right. Well, yeah, tomorrow, Writer Than Right trivia back at 10:30. I mean, it doesn't go against your record. That was an exhibition game, like the North Carolina, South Carolina games happening at FedEx Forum next week. They don't count.
Yeah, but everybody heard it. You know what I mean? Like, there is that element of, yeah, it didn't count. But, like, are we really going to act like next Wednesday, if the Tigers beat North Carolina, that we're going to act like we didn't see it? Like, yes, it's not going to be on the official record, but you act like we're really not going to overreact.
And rightfully so. Yeah, I'm excited. Yeah, to be back here next Wednesday for the day after that. It's Tuesday at FedEx Forum. For sure. That's what you want to do. That's the only benefit outside of benefiting St. Jude of this game, because it's not. I mean, and there's a long term plan with it. I know.
Yep.
It doesn't count towards anything. I think people would be more excited going into it if it was, obviously. I know they would be more excited if it was a regular season game. But a win will be a win. It'll be an exciting win.
Hoops for St. Jude, tip-off classic again. You can go and find that website online. Tickets are still available, so go out and support the Tigers, both the men and the women's team. So the men will play first. They'll take on North Carolina. They'll be followed up with the women taking on defending national champion, the undefeated South Carolina Gamecocks. Let's see what we got coming up on the program. Got another loaded Wednesday for you. We'll start off, of course, with Buy, Sell Short, or Go to Reddit. Wanted to discuss the USF Memphis game status. I don't even really know how to define it, but I think I'm just going to go with game status because it's generic enough that I feel like it fits, but at the same time, I don't really know how to actually define kind of the idea that we're talking about. So we'll discuss that, some FedEx Forum news, as well as Ja Morant injury update. We'll discuss all that here in just a moment. And then at 2:35, hooray, he's going to be back in studio. Bobby Ford. Can't wait to have him back in.
Former 901 Wrestling champion Bobby Ford. Now, he had some interesting developments since the last time he was here. He was champion when he was here in the summer, right? And he's lost the title. He lost his rematch for the title against Kevin Bless at the last show. He will be in action when 901 Wrestling returns to Minglewood Hall on October the 20th. Tickets are on sale now at 901wrestling.com. As always, kids get in free. So you buy a ticket, a kid will get in free with that ticket. Buy another ticket, another kid will get in free. 12 and under. Every show at Minglewood Hall for 901 Wrestling. Next one again, October 20th, Sunday.
I think I'm getting heard out there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, his daughter's getting into wrestling, and I've been pumping it up to him.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's get him out here. I was just listening to him talking to John on the radio.
So, of course, we'll have Bobby in here at 2:35. 3:05, we'll get into the list. Aaron Rodgers did go on Pat McAfee today. He has responded to the accusations that, indeed, he's responded to the accusations of he was responsible for the firing of Robert Saleh. So we'll discuss that. Also, we've had some roster news for the University of Memphis football team. We'll get into that. Then at 3:30, excited because he joins us each and every Wednesday. Been a great addition to the show. CJ Hurt's going to join the program. I think that'll be a good time to get into the NBA GM survey, some of the big topics that we saw from that. It's over at NBA.com. Very comprehensive. So we'll get into that with him. We'll tell your story, and then we will get out of here. But now, let's do some buy so short or go to Reddit. Again, I apologize in advance for poor wording or whatnot. I just don't know exactly how to define this. So here's what I'll go with: buy so short or go to Reddit. The USF Memphis game status has been mishandled.
I think you're actually wording it properly. So I do buy the way that you're wording it. the way you're wording it. And we're on Wednesday now, so I guess
we
declare it being mishandled by today. So the game originally scheduled for Saturday, right?
No, originally scheduled for Friday night.
Yeah, it was the Friday night
game.
Yeah,
on ESPN. Yeah.
It's like excited.
I was excited. It was the first time I was going to have a Friday night. Memphis was going to have a Friday night game. MUS is on a fall break, so I was going to be able to actually sit down and lock in.
Oh, that would have been
that would have been awesome. But
perfect Friday, but you can't. Yeah, you can't control the weather, despite what some reports are out there. You can't,
even if you have patents.
Yes, but we've got. So it was going to be Friday night. The current status right now, as of Wednesday afternoon at 2:07 p.m. Central Time, is the game is supposed to still be played
in Tampa at 2:30 Central. So Saturday 2:30 in Tampa as of right now. And I cannot stress enough, like if you were watching the NCAA tournament, you know, like when you'll have the early game and they're like coming up and then they'll put the approximately or if, you know, subject to change, this game is 100% subject to change.
Right. There's no way it's going to, so that to me is, I'm going to have to say, yeah, I buy that it has been mishandled for sure because it's, how can you be following the news at all and think that there's going to be a game played in Tampa on Saturday? Now, the solutions, what? Obviously, can you delay the game? You can only delay it a certain amount because both teams are playing the next week, right? And, who knows what's going to happen there in South Florida. But both teams have a game on the schedule the next week. So you can't move it back.
Even though it's a double bye year, it seems right now it's going to be difficult to maneuver the schedule to where, like, even at other times in other years, we've seen a situation where while teams didn't have the same bye week, they were able to reschedule another game and move a bye week and then play the game. Like I think one of the years where a UCF game was affected by, I think it was when Scott Frost was still at UCF and it was affected by the hurricane. If I recall correctly, the solution was the Tigers ended up having to cancel like one of the non-conference games.
Right.
And so they only played, I think, 11 games that year, and they put the UCF game and wherever the late game that was canceled.
Like filling in the gap of some team that they were playing.
Because the Tigers have obviously had their initial bye. The problem is their second bye is partially because they have the UAB game, the senior night. I believe that's going to be – I want to say it's a Friday.
Yeah, I think we have a home Friday, another home Friday.
Yeah, I think it's a Friday. That might be one of the... But there's... Basically, they get their second bye before the Tulane game, which they're going to play on a Thursday. So, they have, 12 days or whatever, 13 days in between games.
Right. Okay, so this game... So it's not necessarily possible to reschedule it in a different part of the schedule. It just doesn't seem
like it wasn't clean. I'll say that.
So the logical idea is they could bring the game to Memphis, right?
So we've seen, like, I remember Oklahoma and Tulane had this situation, and Tulane ended up moving the game to Norman, and I believe whatever tickets Oklahoma sold, they either donate, it was either A, the money went, like some of the money I think went directly to Tulane, and then the other money I think went to hurricane relief. Like, right. I think it was like one of those, Oklahoma didn't make money off of it. Oklahoma, now what they got was they didn't have to go make the trip, but that we have seen situations where teams will move a game to the home location. This is informed speculation. Here's why I think that deal was off the table.
It's not on the table. You don't think they're not talking about it still, so, as a possibility. It's going to be canceled more than likely before it gets moved to Memphis?
I'm going to say informed speculation would be that option was presented if Memphis would flop home games. So the idea would be Memphis is likely to return. I don't know if we have next year's AAC schedule, but it appears that Memphis and USF are scheduled to play next season.
Right.
And Memphis would essentially swap home games with USF. If you're Memphis, you don't really want to do that because you couldn't sell it as a season ticket package. Like, that would have elevated the game. I mean,
yeah, this year's,
especially this year's home schedule. Like, that would have elevated the game. And then, you know, I mean,
if that game got moved to Memphis on Saturday, it would be the biggest home game of the year.
I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think that's more than fair. So then the other options would be you can move it to another venue. So originally, I think Tallahassee was thrown out. You could obviously probably play it at one of the Orlando stadiums, whether it be...
But why play it in front of no fans? Because that's practically what that is. Everybody in Tampa, they're batting down the hatches, right? They're stacking up sandbags, and they're not even there, right? They have evacuated. So
if you're these two teams, I'm not saying this is reasonable, but I think this should be something to be considered.
And if you're Memphis, you're not driving into a hurricane. So.
But if you're Memphis, you're now in the position where you've already lost one conference game, and if you're doing the look at who everybody else is playing,
yeah.
Navy has a Charmin soft. Oh, yeah. I beg your pardon. Army has a Charmin soft schedule for conference play. They both Army and Navy have to play Notre Dame, but in terms of conference play, they're likely to be a favorite in every game the rest of the way. So if you're Memphis, let's say Army loses one game and Navy loses a game and you wind up in this three-way tie, you would probably lose in that scenario anyway because you've only played Navy and you don't get to play Army. But let's say like someone else gets involved. Let's say Tulane gets in there with one loss and Memphis beats Tulane, but Tulane beats everyone else, and you wind up in a four-way tie. Well, Memphis is going to be immediately eliminated because they'll have one fewer conference win. And if you're South Florida, you're kind of in the same thing, even though I don't think South Florida has realistic conference championship hopes, but they would be in the same scenario. So you would be at a competitive disadvantage because you will have played one fewer game. That is the football side of it. Now, I'm actually going to sell this one, and we can go back and forth on this.
But all right,
here's why I'm going to sell it. They haven't made the decision yet. All they've really committed to was, let's see what happens when this thing hits. Because while unlikely, especially given the size of this storm, like right. when you see the space pictures of just how massive this thing is, like, it is jaw-dropping. It does exist a scenario where storms get off a beaten path, and perhaps, hopefully for everyone, the damage could be minimal. Now, that's unlikely. But at the same time, do you want to go ahead when you don't have an alternate date? Like, I think this is a simple situation in which if they both had a similar bye week, another additional bye week, or one that could be easily switched, I think what they would have done is cancel this game and say they're playing it then.
Right.
But that situation didn't present itself. And so I think you wind up, you're in this position where, okay, realistically, we're not going to come out and say this game is 100% canceled. But what we are going to say is, as of right now, we're moving it back to Saturday. That buys us a little bit more time to make a decision. And then by Thursday, we're going to make a decision before Memphis has to leave. So in terms of that decision, I think that's what I would want to sell. Now,
it just seems like you should have a rainout date or a rainout plan. Like, we're playing Saturday unless it's bad. Here's the plan.
Could you imagine college football doubleheader, literally?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that would be.
Guys do it in jamborees. Where I do think the argument that I would listen to is, I am not sure that an alternate venue was explored enough in good faith. And I'm actually going to point the finger mainly at USF. That's where I would say, because USF right now currently in Orlando. So I think they left for Orlando on Tuesday. I think their plan was at least to return to Tampa by the end of the week. That obviously is subject to the damage and whatnot. But, you know, is playing the game in Tallahassee, playing the game in Orlando on Saturday, presumably the storm would be out by then. So even I think the rain would be gone. Like, I just don't think, where I think it was mishandled was not how they've gone about verbalizing their decision or the messaging or the strategy. Where I think it was mishandled is the fact that an alternate solution was not explored. And I would also point out that probably is a symbol of weak conference leadership. Or new conference leadership. Because this also happened. Yeah. I don't know if you remember this. This was back when I was still covering Ole Miss. I can't remember if it was 2015, 2014. But there was an LSU-Florida game that was impacted by a hurricane. And Greg Sankey had just gotten into the office and didn't really have the big stick that he currently has now. And both schools took advantage of that. Like, this one, I actually think I'm actually pointing the finger more at USF. I'm not saying Memphis is entirely blameless, because in the end it's a negotiation. So at some point, like, you could have made a decision one way or the other. But if I'm having to sit there and be a judge from the limited knowledge that I have, I'm pointing the finger at USF. But that one was truly like both schools smelling weakness and taking advantage of that. You wind up getting like this into the season. I want to say it was actually played maybe on the day of the SEC championship game, like at noon in an empty Tiger Stadium. So there are examples of this happening, but I also think if you're a brand new conference commissioner and you also know that people are swimming around probably trying to poach your schools to some degree or another, I can see where you are put into a awkward political position.
Okay, I'm looking at the forecast. I mean, the point is that tonight and into the morning is when the hurricane is really going to rev up, and most of that rain, and as you mentioned, will be gone from the area down there by the weekend. The question is, what is going to, you know,
what's the,
what is
damage? Are roads open logistically? I mean, the
there's
weather
not going to be a large crowd if they play the game. And so I wish there was, it doesn't seem like there, and because it's college football, and there's different leadership and different conferences and different scenarios happen when the weather, so there can't be just like a, this is what we do when this situation happens plan. But I wish, and then when they do happen, it feels like there is an opportunity to, like, let's say if it was being played in Memphis and you're saying the ticket sales going to, you know, to
USF or to Hurricane Relief, however
right.
you want to
eat them. But also just have a drive. This is a part of the country that just got hit by a hurricane, you know, last week. It's getting hit by the worst hurricane to make landfall possibly in American history here. And, like, why don't we make this as a drive to donate blood, donate goods, all of this stuff.
Sure.
And you can make it a big deal and make it, you know, some type of a standard. This is what we do when a hurricane is hitting an area, a catastrophic event has hit an area. We'll host the game. We'll give you the money. We'll try to drive, get people to come in and drop stuff off and help out. So something like that.
My answer to that one's always the same. It's usually a combination of schools like this. The head coach has a lot of power and authority. And
right.
There's not an adult that steps in and says,
there's the coach, there's the athletic director, there's university presidents,
correct.
there's the people who are in charge of the different venues in a lot of the cases. There's a lot, but yeah, you know, the Liberty Bowl is already half destroyed, so it would feel like a home game for South Florida.
Yeah, I think the person that's going to fly under the radar on this, I'm getting strong whiffs of Alex Golish, the USF head coach, as being a driving force behind the difficulties. And young head coach, a year that is, you know, it's not, he's not in the situation that Ryan was in last year, which really did kind of feel make or break at the beginning of the year. Would you agree with that?
Right. Yeah, I agree.
So Golish is not in that position, but he's in the position where he had a surprising good start last year. Like, you know, they went from being god-awful to respectable, and they had some momentum coming in, and there's kind of this proof of concept year and trying to prove it. And I think he viewed this as like a big game that he thought they could win. Because, I mean, they were pretty competitive with the Tigers. Like, the final score ended up being a couple of scores, but, I mean, that was a back-and-forth affair. And then they went for it deep in their own territory on a fourth down, and Memphis got the ball back, scored, and like kind of put the game away. But my suspicion is that is a coach that doesn't really want to give up a home game.
Yeah, I mean, the Tiger schedule is so bad that even an act of God cannot fix it.
Get a good game at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. Even if they're wearing away jerseys, yes.
Right. Couldn't even happen. But it might still. But it seems, you know, it seems difficult because the rain's going to be coming in here, and you got to do the timing of that.
I suppose we could find out tomorrow, and I would be wrong. But my suspicion is, by making the decision that we're going to announce a schedule change to Saturday, but we're going to monitor the situation, update Thursday, that suggests to me that a change of venue is not going to be possible. Because I think, to me, if you were going to just change the venue, which is honestly what I think they should have done. I'm not even saying it should be Memphis.
Like, right.
Who the hell cares? Go play it in Charlotte. Go play it. There are lots. One thing I know about this great country, we have lots of venues for football.
Right, lots of them.
There's plenty of places that you could play a football game and logistically have gotten to. Yeah. I suspect we're either going to find out they're going to play this game on Saturday at 2:30 or they're not playing it at all.
Right. So, and if it gets canceled, you're saying not good news if you're a Tiger fan because...
Well, it just makes the math very difficult, and you're now pulling for, you're going to really need Navy, we're already at the point where you probably need Navy to lose twice, but you're going to get into the situation where you need Navy to at least lose once, and to whomever Navy loses, you will have needed to have beaten, and I'm not even sure how many common opponents. Like, the one with Army is going to be very difficult because Army was greeted with open arms by the AAC.
This is another reason of this conference is too big. This conference is too big. We need to cut back here.
Well, and
addition by subtraction, if we're going to be sticking around in the AAC, I don't know how you kick people out.
All right, so let's see.
Kick some teams out of here.
So remaining opponents for Army are UAB. Which there's a 0%.
Memphis will play you.
Right, but there's a 0% chance. I think there's a 0% chance either team's losing. East Carolina, so that's not a common opponent.
I keep forgetting. Is East Carolina in the conference?
They are indeed.
Okay.
So East Carolina is still in the conference. So you need them to lose like at North Texas because Memphis gets to play North Texas. And then you'd need them to lose to UTSA because that's their. They will also additionally play Navy in the Army-Navy game, but it's a non-conference game. And that's actually going to be after the conference championship game. So in terms of common opponents for Navy that remain, you would need them to lose to The simplest math to me is have Navy lose to Tulane and then Memphis beat Tulane. You wind up in a three-way tie, but then you're now getting into the math of if you wind up in a three-way tie with one loss, Memphis is going to get scratched out because Memphis would only have one, they would have one fewer conference win.
Right. So this could be,
It is funny that there could be like two games on schedules that could like greatly impact, like you could have the two non-games that could end up impacting this. Whether or not Memphis and USF play, and then Army and Navy could technically play the championship game and then play the following week.
Yeah, that's what that game needs to be moved to week zero. Someone move that one to week zero.
They love that. That was part of the whole negotiation, is they love that standalone, because it's on Heisman night. You know, it's the week after conference championship games.
It makes no sense if they're your conference member. I think you got to make something different.
They certainly catered to both to make sure that everyone was happy.
Right.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
Buy, sell short, or go to Reddit. FedEx Forum's best improvements in the history of the arena is changing from Pepsi to Coke.
Oh, the history of the arena. I sell that. I sell it.
Name a better one.
Well, let's start with this. I have not had a soft drink in like... That
definitely plays a role.
A while. Almost a decade. But the... And prior to that, when I would drink a soft drink, I would order a Pepsi. So this definitely puts me on the opposite side here of your debate. I know it's wild to people, but I am a Pepsi guy.
I don't know if my brother still is, but growing up, my brother was. And that was my parents' first thing of like, oh, this kid's a rebel.
That's what it feels like in the Southern United States. You're always from behind if you're a Pepsi fan. But Pepsi's delicious. We know that. Fuller loves Pepsi, right? He needed to go easy on the Pepsi. But now I've got to think. What is the upgrade there?
Here are the options, in my opinion.
You have a list. Yeah. All right, this will make it easier.
All right. I don't want to give them credit for this because for far too long, it was neglected.
FedEx Forum opened for 20 years, just about, right?
The number one improvement, in my opinion, would be the new video board. But here's why I don't want to give them credit. They spent years being the only NBA team without an HD video board. And we had to like...
Really? Was that true? Is that the only one?
Yes.
One?
Yes. Years. Now,
I believe the old one was black and white.
It was standard def, it was fuzzy. It was standard def, and the argument was always the amount. It's not just putting in a new video board. You have to change the wiring. You have to do all this.
You're going to need to do that eventually, so just do it.
Right. Really, what they were saying is neither the Grizzlies nor the city wanted to pay for it because, for obvious reasons, each wanted the other to pay for it. So. We sat there with the worst scoreboard for years. So that one could be contested. The changing of like that empty space behind Tin Roof, kind of converting that into, they converted that into like a party, kind of like a party space, like sports bar. It's had like several concepts. I think one time it was like a sports
like inside
sports,
FedEx Forum. The
right, it's like
they made it like a gambling thing for a second. Or
right,
looked like it or they
so
act like it.
We also had the.
They've changed that. I feel like it's changed every year.
Yeah. I feel like that concept gets changed every year. I think it's just a standard bar. I think you just walk in. It's a standard bar. You also had whatever that space is next to the TV studio in the plaza.
Right.
So it was like Pyramid Lounge.
Oh, yeah. They had the club. It was like a club.
Yeah.
They were doing in there.
That concept didn't last very long. You got Big River Steel, the taking out of that space in the... Do those used to be the Sonic Saver tickets, maybe?
In the upper bowl.
Right, the upper bowl. Kind of turning that into like standing room only.
Kind of a party deckish type of... Are they still selling those tickets?
Yeah, they still sell those. And then you have like that has food access. I actually would say...
That's an addition by subtraction... scenario a little bit.
I think that was a good ad those seats, it's hard enough to sell those seats in general. Like that one to me like made some sense. Make that a little bit different concept. Like make it standing room only, or you have the access to the food. Like that one to me was fine. To me, it's only a toss up between the video board and this, and I don't want to give them credit for the video board. That was a sore spot for years for your boy. High schools had better video boards.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, did they really?
Oh, God, yes.
High school? Yeah. Like local high schools?
Yes.
I'm hard. So I guess maybe, I mean, you might be right. If you're a Coke person, this is a big deal. But coming with this is also the Chick-fil-A news, which is according to a recent trip of mine out to Cordova, I realized that the Wolf Chase Galleria no longer has a Chick-fil-A. So they've lost the Chick-fil-A in the food court. It wasn't open, and I was not there on a Sunday. Yes. Okay, that's my usual.
They closed that one for renovation for like a month, and I was so terrified that they'd close
that. Maybe
the
Chick-fil-A was closed for, I didn't go peek behind the thing that was.
You weren't there on a Sunday, were you?
It was not a Sunday.
Okay.
You immediately check that. So it's gone from there, which is interesting. Of course, now we have Chick-fil-A at the airport.
Yes.
Which is a badge of honor. And they have it at FedEx Forum. Did you see the price of the chicken sandwich?
So we did. So I think it's $9.
About $9.
Yeah. I think it's $9 for original, $10 for a spicy. Because that Calkins, I had to look up. Every Chick-fil-A is the same, but in general, if you're shopping retail at Chick-fil-A, the spicy chicken sandwich is about 35 cents more, but it's $1 more at the Forum. I will say this though, he made me do the guess the price game.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised with prices. Now I think these two things might be related. When the Grizzlies used to tout cheapest tickets in the NBA, that's no longer the case. They're pretty much right. Kind of like right in the fat part of the bell curve now, like sweet spot in the middle. They still kept the concession prices. But from what I saw from Harrington's story today, food prices were much more reasonable. Now, we're still not at like there are some places like Falcons games, Arthur Blank's like big deal is I want my concession prices to be reasonable. Like, that's one of the selling points to getting people out. Like, we're not there, but these were less aggressive than... I mean, there used to be nothing worse than paying, like, the $16 for those Cisco chicken tenders that had been just sitting under a heat lamp for 7 days.
Well, I'm still... That's probably on the menu still.
Oh, I'm sure you can still get them, but, like, when you had to pay $17... Now I have other options, at least, that are... that feel less predatory if I have to go buy them.
The FedEx Forum food is it. Well, so now the Chick-fil-A being a FedEx Forum means there's technically a downtown, Chick-fil-A, which is cool. But the rotation, we have not really had a fast food restaurant.
No, not that I can
recall.
You go
to so many venues, like you'll see.
We've had like local.
Even Pizza Hut or whatever.
Yeah.
And FedEx Forum's pizza seems to change every year, whether it's Slim and Husky's.
I think at times we've had like the personal pan stuff, but like they were always at like a kiosk, and I felt like that never lasted.
Yeah, but there is pizza in it, but it rotates. But like typically you go out of town to a different venue. There's like they got a Domino's in there, or they've got a Chick-fil-A or a Raisin Cane's. So they have that in Oxford? Don't they have a Raisin Cane's in Oxford?
Yes. But they don't have, that's the thing. They have a Raisin Cane's in the arena,
right?
But there's no Raisin Cane's, like it's just in the arena.
Right.
I think same thing with Steak and Shake. Do they still have one? They have a Steak and Shake definitely in the arena. They used to maybe have one in town, but like that's the other thing about the Forum is like it sometimes has food that you don't have. Like it has fast food chains that are not present, like they don't have a local presence.
Right.
And I think now the pizza, we've switched to Rock and Dough. I don't remember.
I got switched last year, yeah.
Was that last year? I couldn't remember if it was Slim and Huskies or...
And it was Slim and Huskies before that. Or at least there was something else maybe in between.
I think it just went Slim and Huskies to Rock and Dough.
Right, okay.
So we've got that. It sounds like more gelato options. I do crush gelato when I go there, which is not great. I can't believe I gained a bunch of weight in the winter. But yeah, no, this to me is a significant deal. And I would submit Harrington's a quip today from Harrington... that on Sunday's open practice, they sold more soft drinks than they ever had at an open practice.
Well, Sunday's interesting. Chick-fil-A wasn't open yet, so it was on a Sunday. But that's the big problem with the Memphis airport to me, that there needs to be one other fast food thing inside the Memphis airport. Because, like, if you're flying, for some reason, I'm always there on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And, like, Chick-fil-A is closed, and and there's nothing wrong with having Lenny's. I'll have Lenny's every day if it's what presented to me. But
we got to get
it's a big problem.
We got to get Lenny's chips back.
Your signature one is closed on one of the days of the week. I don't think it matters as much for FedEx Forum because there's so many options.
But like
the airport, it looks like.
The Falcons, who obviously primarily play most of their games on Sundays,
right.
They have a Chick-fil-A. But, you know, like that's – and there's also – there is no moment when you will crave Chick-fil-A more than on a Sunday. And especially like you'll drive by, like, no line. You're like, oh, my God, it's Sunday.
But the Coke – so the Coke thing is interesting. I don't know what it will mean, like, for Dr. Pepper or Pibb. Have we seen that?
Harrington seemed to imply – and Harrington's a Dr. Pepper guy like myself. Harrington seemed to imply he thought that we'd have Pibb.
And we're in a unique market where the Coke distributes the Dr. Pepper.
Correct.
Because of historical deals.
Yes.
That have gone down. And usually if you travel somewhere else, like it's Pibb accompanying the Coke.
Yeah.
So, I mean.
It's all based. There's other markets where Dr. Pepper gets distributed by the Coke. But it's far.
In a way,
it's
far more they're tied common. Together where, you know, that is.
It's far more common that Pepsi distributes Dr. Pepper than the other way around.
It's weird. The Memphis Grizzlies, at least, I don't know what they sold in Vancouver, what type of pop they had up there. But the
is Canadian Coke different? Like
Mexican
Coke?
Coke? It should be. You think it would be, right? Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
A little more syrupy?
Yeah. Fresh maple syrup, right? Instead of corn syrup, fresh maple syrup. Now, I want to be clear.
I think
Coke is superior to Pepsi, but I want to be very clear. I think also Coke people, I love my wife looking at you, there are Coke people that I think take it a step too far. Like, I go to a Grizzlies game or I go to a FedEx Forum event, and if I have to get Pepsi, I just sit there and deal with it. People, though, they will not deal with it. Like,
I mean, this brings in Sprite. This brings in, you know, you're talking about who knows what the name of Sierra Mist is these days.
Could you name the, okay, so it was Starry. That was right. The rebrand. But I had to look this up, so I want to make sure that I'm not the only idiot. Do you know what Sierra Mist was before? Like, so became Starry. What was it before Sierra Mist?
Ooh.
Because the common misconception, I'll give you a hint, it's not 7-Up.
Right, it was not 7-Up. And, geez, what was, there was, did it start with an S?
It did.
And it wasn't. Because, I mean, New Surge, of course, was the Coke Mountain Dew.
Correct. That was their attempt to, yeah.
That brings back 90s nostalgia. Might still be back on the shelf.
Well, remember that, a few years ago, like, they tried to, like, they brought it back, and it did have, like, maybe that was, like, one of the like, foretellings of the nostalgia era. Like, it did pretty well in sales. I always thought Surge was disgusting.
Yeah, I drank it. But, I mean, I drank a lot of Mountain Dew, too. But I kicked the habit, and I never crave it. I never crave it.
Splice.
Oh, yes. That was not
a
great drink.
That
was not a great drink. I do remember, I think it was more of a yellow can. So the Tigers, though, have played with Coca-Cola. For some reason, Coca-Cola makes me think, I'm pretty sure, my memory serves me, the Mid-South Coliseum was a Coke building.
Yes, I'm pretty sure the scoreboard had the Coke sign.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it's normal for the Tigers maybe to... Maybe it's the key to the Tigers to get back the true Tiger way. Maybe some Coke in the building.
I don't remember. I guess
the pyramid was
Pepsi.
Pyramid was Pepsi, I believe, yeah.
Because I didn't know if it was always Pepsi? Because I didn't know.
It might have been Coke and Switch.
There was a while where I think the NBA had a deal, and then they allowed teams to do their own building thing. I think that started with Jerry Jones where Coke was the official product of the NFL, and then Jerry said, well, it's not the official product of Cowboys Stadium.
We've talked a lot about this, but how tied in is it, the fact that the Chick-fil-A is there, that the Coke thing is happening? Because you can't have a Chick-fil-A with Pepsi. Like that. I mean, you can't, because they have their deal with Coke. Like, is this going to mean that we will never get a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, KFC inside FedEx
Forum? Now you're cooking with gas.
Because
I love what
the
brand's
Pepsi?
At.
Yeah.
My understanding is it's not, but now I love where your head's at. My understanding is this was a business deal. Coke offered to pay more.
But was Chick-fil-A not going to be able to come if there was no Coke? I don't know.
That's a better point. Perhaps.
And will we not be able to ever get Pizza Hut, KFC, or Taco Bell in there? Because we don't need Taco Bell because we have Taco in Ganas, which is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, and I just think there's always going to be the Louisville connection, so people just don't want to do the Yum family.
We don't want any Yum brands. Yeah. You're right, true. We're no Yum brands inside a FedEx form. Absolutely not.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Bobby Ford's going to be in here. Can't wait for that. Although, the last time he was in here, he's lost a lot of matches, so that does bring me a little bit of joy. But I want to remind you that the program is, of course, brought to you by the fine people at Birdie's, 493 South Main Street, Suite 101. Remind you that October is also Golftober at Birdie's. That means that during the entire month of October, if you book online, you can enjoy half off the standard golf rates. And also now is the time to book your holiday party or event at Birdie's because dates are filling up. But if you also book during the month of October, you will get the Golftober rates even if your event is during November or December. Also, if you're a golf instructor in need of a facility to carry on your lessons throughout the fall and winter months, DM Birdie's at Birdie's 901 on Instagram for info on how you can use Birdie's as your instructional facility that can benefit both you and your students during the off months. Golf at Birdie's.com, at Birdie's 901 on Instagram. When we come back, Bobby Ford of 901 Wrestling joins us next right here on Jeffrey Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In studio, former 901 Wrestling Champion, he is Bobby Ford. He will be back in action September the 20th. He will be taking on the current 901 Champion.
No, he's not. He's not, actually.
Oh.
He's going to be in action, and it's October 20th. You know, it's September. Wait, what month is it now?
It's October.
Right? What is it? It's Golftober.
It's October.
It's October. October 20th. There is a big main event, the 901 Wrestling Champion, Kevin Bless, who defeated Bobby Ford, will be defending the 901 Wrestling Championship against Hunter Havoc. But our guest in studio today is former 901 Wrestling Champion, Bobby Ford, who will be in action on the show.
He's, of course, on Twitter, on X, at BobbyFord901. Where's your belt?
No one really owns the belt when they hold it. You know, when you're the champion, you're the champion. And you're a champion forever, regardless of the physical memento of being a champion.
It's like being an Oscar winner.
Yeah. Or the president.
Yeah.
So instead of calling me the former 901 Wrestling Champion, you could start saying two-time. And let's just in case it was unclear, because you both flubbed the opening, Sunday, October 20th at Minglewood Hall.
You didn't exactly nail it either.
Sunday.
Nailed it.
My job is
Yeah, you don't.
I can say my job's kicking ass. Okay.
Yeah, you can.
On Sunday, October 20th at Minglewood Hall, your job is to talk. So when you mess up, that's really embarrassing.
That is. I actually will accept that. I would also say two-time champion also means two-time loser since you don't have the belt.
Have you ever competed in anything?
Yes.
Darts isn't a sport.
Yeah. Football, basketball, baseball.
Football.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you play? Center, guard, and tackle.
Quarterback.
You couldn't see over the line.
That's why you have to move around.
This guy's 5'1" playing quarterback. Was it the Special Olympics? The Paralympics?
Close enough.
Yeah, sorry. Anyway, Sunday, October 20th, Minglewood Hall, 5 o'clock. I should be in the main event getting another chance at the 901 Wrestling Championship because nobody can keep their nose out of my business when I'm out there trying to do my job. And it's starting to get real old. So,
now, for the record, at the debut at Minglewood Hall, you did get an opportunity to regain that title against Kevin Bless in the main event. We do get to see him jump off the top rope, swanton bomb right on top of you, 1-2-3, and he retained the title.
Could you rewind to the part where I had him pin 1-2-3, and there was no referee to count the pinfall? Can you go back to that? There's live footage of that. Yeah, I did elbow drop the referee.
I was going to ask.
Afterwards, after the three count.
Okay, but why was the ref not in the ring in the first place?
Because Kevin Bless picked me up and threw me into him.
I didn't think the ref was going to get back up.
Well, he definitely wasn't going to get back up after I dropped the elbow on him. But anyway, since I'm not in that main event on October 20th, I am in action, and I'm going to make something happen.
It's a big show because it's the start of the 901 Wrestling Classic.
It's a big show because I'm on it.
Jeffrey, are you aware of the 901 Wrestling Classic? It's an annual tournament that happens in the 901. Some trivia for you, Jeffrey. You know I love asking trivia questions. That's what we do on the stage. Mm-hmm. When I'm on here, what do you know? Who won last year's 901 Wrestling Classic tournament?
Bobby Ford.
Yes, he did.
That's right. That's right. And now I'm
you
not
can
even
be a
in
two-time.
It. Now I'm deprived of the opportunity to even be in it. Look at the bracket: a former winner who isn't a champion right now, by hook or by crook of everybody else on the show, isn't in the 901 Wrestling Classic. And who's to blame for that? I'm who people come to see. I should be in that tournament.
I've heard a lot of different things, and I don't have any of it confirmed. But as far you do have to, you know, accept the invite by a certain time if you were invited. So I'm not exactly sure that you should check with your paperwork on some of that. I don't know who you're blaming on it, Bobby. But I mean, if you wanted in that tournament, I'm sure they would have let you in the tournament if you would have followed the procedure. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Was this a situation where I think
you get to compete on the show?
The implication here is that you might have not have done your part to enter the 901 Wrestling Classic, but it also sounds to me that you believe as defending champion, you shouldn't have had to ask to be in it. You should have just been in it. Is that correct?
It is an invitation.
I mean,
only
yeah, that makes sense. I mean, nobody did a Joe Lenardi bracketology on who to pick for this tournament.
It's invitation only, and we've got.
By the way, Tommy, that's a decent idea. You should maybe come up with. With some type of guy that could you could cut to for pro work. So that's a good idea from Bobby.
There is a bracket reveal show on YouTube.
There is a bracket reveal show that I host.
Kevin Cerrito and Anthony Saint.
Yeah.
But you need a bracketologist. Like, you need someone that just, like,
spends the entire year. They're on salary the whole year.
And just gives out wrong information.
Salary?
Yeah.
And the right, as Jeffrey says, the information
you
is
could also
completely
give that guy
wrong.
Insurance, like benefits, every 401k.
What is it, a Q1 victory? Is that what they call it? Like the best win you can have
yes,
in college basketball?
Yeah, quad one.
Quad one?
Mm-hmm.
Did Memphis have any of those last year, or were they disappointing as usual under Coach Penny Hardaway?
They're going to have a great...
No, they had them because they had them early.
Oh, early.
Yeah.
So then they completely fell apart, as usual, under Coach Penny Hardaway.
Right, but also the problem is also when you get into conference play, they're not exactly many opportunities.
It is an interesting sport.
Quad one wins.
Interesting sports month here, right? We have a football game that may not happen this weekend. We have a Tiger game next week.
It doesn't count.
But the 901 Wrestling Classic
does count.
The opening round. The opening round will take place on October 20th. Bobby is not involved in it, but Walker 13 is, right? We have a Big Dave coming in from out of town. The Grappler, a fan favorite.
Did he survive?
The guy's won one match ever. He's in the Classic. I'm a two-time champion. I'm not in the Classic. I'm going to make something happen on October 20th.
You've got an opportunity.
Right,
every match matters in the 901. So you are in action and you're not in the tournament and you're not in the main event.
They won't even say who I'm in action with. They won't even tell me. They won't even announce it. They just know that if they put me on the poster, that's enough. People are coming.
Okay.
Just wanted to point out, Bobby, that the Tigers did have two quad one wins
over
last year.
Over who?
So the quad one wins, I would imagine Clemson was one of them.
Mm.
That's one more win than the Grappler.
Did those get vacated, or do we have to wait a couple years?
I don't think they've had an answer yet for those.
Okay.
So the quad one wins would have been.
That's uncalled for, Bobby.
A&M.
If I go too far, let me know. I tend to do that.
A&M and.
A&M. Name me. Okay, without Googling, because I know you're looking at your computer. Name me one player for A&M last year.
That's the problem. All the A&M guys looked alike because
one.
They were. If you watch that A&M game, another coach, Buzz Williams. The problem, though, is now, while this is a legitimate rebuttal, you can also do this to everyone in college basketball. I have no idea who plays for anyone.
Right, exactly. Like, I was going, who plays for the Tigers?
Yeah, the transfer portal and the NIL. Everybody's here today and going tomorrow.
It's all about the jerseys that you wear, you know, the jerseys.
The VCU road win counted. So those were the two. It was at A&M, at VCU.
And when did those happen?
Those both occurred before January. Those were in December. Mm.
So, Bobby, but it's what's on the jersey that matters. You know, the Memphis on the jersey.
Yeah, the
901 that's on all the shirts that you see around town, people walking around with the 901 shirt. Shouldn't you be proud as a member of the 901 wrestling roster, a former champion, that this tournament is happening and that the fans get treated to what is going to be a fun main event? Because it looks like if you were a champion, you would be going up against Hunter Havoc. That's what you would be doing this weekend, or coming up on October 20th.
Yeah, I've beaten Hunter Havoc before. I've beaten just about everybody on this roster. And but I think that everybody knows that, and that's why they didn't want to put me in the Classic. It's like one time I tried out for Wheel of Fortune, but they told me I couldn't be on there because it wouldn't be competitive enough for the other competitors. That's how good I am at everything I do, Serena.
No, they told you that.
That's what they said.
Okay.
Pat himself. And Vanna, you know, I had to turn Vanna away. I'm a married man. But
is this why Pat is no longer on the show?
Yeah, running with me is going to take you off any show you're on.
Okay.
Ask whoever I'm in action with on October 20th. See what happens to them.
Just out of curiosity, where was this trial?
Huh?
just out of curiosity.
Where was the trial?
Where was it, Tommy? Sorry. Somebody else is in studio. And I don't know Tommy Jacks is in studio. He's not my
guy. Look, we're truly transparent to the audience. So yes, 901 Wrestling promoter Tommy Jacks is in studio. Some of the listeners may not realize that there was an incident between Bobby Ford and myself that occurred, and Bobby was fine.
Wait, there was another one?
No, there's not.
Okay,
this is the original one.
Okay,
he did actually.
In
since
which
then,
I'm quoting you, Bobby. You missed work without pay, but weren't suspended. I think that was the appropriate. I think that's how you phrased it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Accurate.
So not a suspension.
No.
Not a
not
sussy.
Suspended. No, not suspended.
You can always do the move of just take yourself, like golfers used to do this. You take like a leave of absence so that they can't suspend you.
Ah.
That's a smart one.
Yeah.
That's what DJ did every time he would test positive for the booger sugar.
DJ?
Dustin Johnson.
Who?
Yeah. Yeah, that was his big move.
Is that a golf guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
He'd play here a lot, though.
You ever play at that course over on Summer?
Putt-Putt?
That's the one.
Are you a legend there?
Beyond a legend. My name's on the wall. Go look.
Is it under Bobby Ford, two-time 901 wrestling
Live
champion?
Live wire Bobby Ford, or is it two-time 901 wrestling champion. Shot a 13 under par on these 18 holes at putt-putt.
There's 36 of them out there, so which were the 18?
Well, there's two different courses. Yeah. I only shot one that day. I was busy. Look, I'm busy, okay? I got places to be. I almost didn't make it here.
Training,
I accidentally went to a different radio station. I don't know if I can say them on the radio station. Oh, it was Hot 107. They invited me inside. They're playing a lot of money bag, but I had to be here. Paid to be here, so this is where I came.
I think you might be the only person in the history of the city that went from Hot 107 to Jeffrey Wright and Company. You might be the only person that's ever gone from Hot 107 to 92.9.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
But that shows. I will give you credit.
I am a multicultural icon.
That shows that you are a man committed to getting people into the building.
Yes.
Well, as Bobby,
into the building on October 20th.
As a former,
at Minglewood Hall.
Yeah, October 20th, you will be in action. We do have a big man event. The current 901 Wrestling Champion, Kevin Bless, who will join us on this show next week in studio, will be defending against Hunter Havoc, the self-proclaimed king of Memphis. Now, Bobby, you're a former 901 Wrestling Classic winner. The tournament is happening. All the opening round matches will take place on October 20th. Do you have, you don't have a Joe Lunardi, but here you are, a former winner here in studio. Can you give us a prediction on who you think might win or any advice for the wrestlers that are competing?
Do you have the bracket in front of you? I'll do a sweet March Madness bracket right here. I'll make my picks.
Well, I think I do.
As a former winner of the 901 Wrestling Classic.
You might have to zoom in. I'll let you.
I can't reach over there. Come on, do your job.
Look, this is, I don't know what is happening. We've got
clumsy. All right, so. So which of these matches are going to be featured on October 20th?
Every opening round match will take place on October 20th. So we have Walker 13 versus Morgan the Man.
Morgan the Man. I mean, the man is in his name. He's a former 901 Wrestling Tag Team Champion. Sweet head of hair. Walker 13's creepy and wears weird eye contact.
Walker 13 has not been pinned or submitted since returning to the 901 in singles competition.
Yeah, look, I don't even like Halloween. I'm not going to cheer for this.
I can agree with you on that.
Big scary dude. Morgan's going to beat the big scary dude. I don't care what's going
on. Okay, the next match, the winner of that will face Tyler LaMasters or Big Dave, who's comes in and wrestles the 901. It's been a while. He's from Alabama and does most of his wrestling down there, but we have not seen Big Dave in a while.
You know, outside the territory?
Yes.
Outside the territory, a different territory. Big Dave's a great athlete, great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.